I'm your host, Annie Bowles, and this is News du Jour. Welcome to News du Jour. You may be wondering, why am I, Annie Bowles, here hosting this podcast? I usually start by telling people I'm a political baby. You see, my parents met working on Capitol Hill. By the time I was two, I had been in my first political commercial and even got lost crawling around the West Wing. Don't worry, Al Gore found me. My family then moved abroad when I was nine, and I attended an international school in Brussels with kids from all over the world, and it is this type of global perspective that I also bring to our show. I graduated from American University in DC after studying political science and art history, as well as interning on both sides of Capitol Hill. I even interned down the hall from where my parents met. I'm now pursuing a professional certificate in journalism at NYU in conjunction with Rolling Stone magazine. I guess I was always that friend in the group who cared deeply about not just what was going on politically, but also globally. I often kept my own friends informed through high school and into young adulthood, so I guess I've always done a version of this show. I'm genuinely passionate about following the news, and I'm here to break it down for you guys every weekday. We always strive to be a calmer space to get your news, or as one listener put it, like getting your news from a well-informed bestie. I'm so glad you're here. Hey, you guys, welcome back to the News du Jour. I am not feeling great today. Those of you who know me well know I have a chronic illness, and I am in the midst of a flare of that. Just, I think, because the past week was so busy, and then I had a cavity filling today, and long story short, I'm puffy and I'm sore. I have a headache and just I'm not feeling great. So long story short, if I don't sound like myself, that would be why. But I do have a full episode written for you guys before I even went to the dentist this morning. So I wanted to make sure and get you guys this news because there's a lot to go over. Let's jump in. So first and foremost, for those of you who have been following our bill, I wanted to give a little update that there are no updates. Things are still a little bit stalled out with the governor. We haven't heard one way or the other, but just as a reminder, if he chooses to do nothing and essentially ignore our bill, it would become a law on Wednesday. So, you know, I'm very nervous. All of us are on our team that something is going to somehow jump up and bite us. But we had so many powerful co-authors on this piece of legislation, and it went so well in the Senate with absolutely no opposing votes, and then only three opposing votes total. I really feel like it would be crazy to oppose, for the governor to oppose this, but anyway, I'm going to be holding my breath and just praying constantly between now and then, and also doing the work of picking up the phone and calling Governor Stitt. If you want to call him, I will go ahead and put his phone number in our show notes so you guys can do that. It would mean the world to us. And all you need to ask is that he sign Senate Bill 1470 into law. So for today, I have one mini story for you guys, a couple climate related stories here at the top, and then we're going to touch on opening statements from Trump's first criminal trial, and then get into the state of the TikTok app. In case the headlines have been scary or confusing, we will jump into all of those details. Let's dive in. So first and foremost, the U.S. is considering sanctions against a group of Israeli military soldiers in the West Bank who are pretty routinely involved or even provoking violence, and they've even been accused of human rights violations against U.S. citizens specifically who found themselves in the area. So Long story short, this is a very heated subject with a lot at play. We will definitely keep you guys posted. And then for our climate-related issues, I wanted to start off with 15 million people here in the U.S. are under severe weather warning. So severe spring weather is headed towards about 15 million people here in the U.S. in the middle of our country this week. Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, we're all set to be hit by severe wind and thunderstorms and possibly large hail, as well as tornadoes that, you know, kind of come with those thunderstorms in the springtime. Iowa and Missouri may also be affected as well. As always, please tune into your local weather coverage for more specific timeline warnings and, of course, safety guidance. And with that, I also wanted to touch on what is going on in Afghanistan and Pakistan. There has been very severe rainfall. So according to CNN, as we reported yesterday, over 130 people have died across Afghanistan and Pakistan, and over 600 animals have been killed too. There's damage to over 100,000 acres of agricultural land, according to The Guardian, and apparently this type of rain is normal for monsoon season, but this is not monsoon season. One of the most affected areas has received 3 times its average April rainfall, and Pakistan has received double. And again, this is before monsoon season. Monsoon season is typically June through September. So we are a couple months early with this type of rainfall, and it definitely is worrisome going into those wetter months. We'll definitely keep you guys posted. And then I wanted to touch on really quickly an Earth Day investment. So President Biden chose to mark Earth Day this year with a massive investment of $7 billion, you guys, for solar energy with a specific focus on disadvantaged communities, according to The Guardian. The program is also expected to create as many as 200,000 jobs. And as we've covered, you know, at length on this show, Biden is always seeking to pair those two things up. You know, the Green New Deal and all of that is all about creating jobs through climate advocacy and climate work. So this is incredible, and I really hope it makes a difference. We'll keep you guys posted. Now let's head over to Manhattan for opening statements in Trump's first criminal trial. So opening statements were heard yesterday in Trump's hush money case in Manhattan, but they were not televised to the public. So unfortunately, we only have like journalists' reactions and what they've managed to capture with their words to go off of. And long story short, they also heard a first witness in this criminal trial. It was a man by the name of David Pecker. And David Pecker was formerly the publisher of a publication called the National Enquirer, who the prosecution is alleging participated in what's called catch and kill efforts. Basically, where a news publication will pay to buy a story from a journalist and then never publish it. They own the story, so no one else can publish it, but they want it hidden, so they never actually run the story that they've paid for. This is obviously an ideal tactic for politicians looking to keep a story out of the press. Oh, you know, maybe one like, content warning here, this is scandalous, but maybe a story like them allegedly sexually assaulting a porn star while they were married. That might be a good example of something they're trying to keep out of the press. So obviously, David Pecker is, you know, very key to this case, but I have a feeling that almost every witness in this is going to pack a punch. We will specifically be looking out for when they want to talk to Michael Cohen, who, you know, his testimony is definitely going to be, you know, called into question by the very nature of it. He was involved in what he's saying was a crime, but long story short, he's going to be a key role, a key player in all of this. So David Pecker is as well. I don't have a lot of detail right now on what was said. All of that is like coming out into the press as I'm recording this, but everything wrapped up about 1 p.m. Eastern time, and the court will resume at 11 a.m. Eastern time today. I will continue to keep you guys posted on any details I get regarding this trial. So next, we are going to discuss the state of the TikTok app. So you guys may have been worried or confused about what's going on with TikTok, and things on the surface maybe seem a bit intricate, but I'm here to break it down for you guys, and it's really not that complicated. The underlying message is here that the app doesn't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon. Let's jump into those details. So just this past week, the ban on the TikTok app that would essentially force the sale of the company to a US-based company passed the House. And it will now go to the Senate for a vote where it looks likely to pass as well. So on its face, you might be thinking, oh my gosh, that means TikTok is going away. But as a reminder, if TikTok's parent company were able to sell the company to a US-based one, the app would stay. But also, TikTok's parent company called ByteDance has vowed to fight this legislation in court if it were to pass. So even if the bill does somehow pass the Senate and then somehow get signed by President Biden, who, by the way, is also on the TikTok app by now, the app would likely still stay active here while things play out in court. So things are definitely really, really up in the air. And while this bill is moving, that doesn't mean it's set to shut down the app anytime soon. Americans have also taken to TikTok and to news outlets to voice their passion for the app, you know, explaining how it has helped their businesses, social causes, and more. It's connected so many people, and the app has truly changed conversations around mental health, familial relations, LGBTQIA+ language, and so much more. It's hard to even calculate its impact on American society, and I think the thing that cracks me up the most as someone who is an early adopter of TikTok is seeing people who like vow that they hate TikTok doing things that became popular on TikTok without knowing that. And that has always cracked me up. TikTok is a place where people connect, where vibes are set, where cultural trends are set. And at the end of the day, this is what I know. Americans want their data protected, but they also want TikTok to stay overall. So where is the happy medium that we can come to here? Especially with President Biden being active on the app, it's hard to imagine the app just disappearing. So it looks like it would be a logistical and, you know, very legally difficult as well to just poof, disappear overnight. However, if that looks like it's going to happen, we will definitely let you guys know. We'll keep you posted all along the way. And that for today is the news du jour. Today, I wanted to leave you guys with a quote. There's no comparison between the sun and the moon. They both shine when it's their time. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you use to listen. A rate and review on that platform or a shout out on social media would mean the world to us and help us to be able to keep creating the news du jour and reach more people who need a calmer space to consume the news. But the best way to support all of our work is to become a patron at www.patreon.com/sugarfreemedia, and that is also linked in our show notes. You can follow us on social media at newsdujour.podcast on both Instagram and TikTok. You can follow my personal account at It's Annie Bowles on both platforms as well. Any little noises you may hear in the background are my rescue pup. He has a little separation anxiety and always records with me. We appreciate you listening and look forward to telling you about the news again next time on News du Jour.
Broadcasting from